I'll start out addressing the quarterback position. Josh was cleared by the independent neurologist this morning, so he's 100% cleared, return to play. And he's done everything that we've asked of him in the offseason and so far this year. He'd earned the right to be our starting quarterback, and we feel that that he gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday. And that was truly the basis for the decision. Was from a coaching standpoint, I know there's a lot of exterior factors, but for us, it's very bottom line. When you weigh everything, you look at the game plan, you look at where we are, who's gotten what reps, and just how we feel about things. It was who gives us the best opportunity to win. With that being said, I thought Johnny did an outstanding job with his opportunity. He knows that there are some things that he needs to get cleaned up. Actually, the quarterback room knows that we need to be more protective of the football. But as I said before, very proud of him personally and professionally with the progress that he's made. And very positive thing for us. This is all very positive that we now feel that we have a backup that can come in, and he's already proven that he could move the team and make plays and win games for us. So he's making great strides. And if he continues to make strides, that ultimately he can get where we all want him to be. But just where we are right now, we look forward to Josh leading the offense against the Raiders on Sunday. On Andy Moeller, we released a statement. You all saw it. So his status with the team has not changed, and I do not have anything to add at this point. On the injury front, Dez Bryant would be the only addition to the list. Will not be available to practice today. Turbin is making progress, as is Scott Solomon, but they both will remain out this week. Big challenge this week. Team coming off of a big home win. They beat obviously a quality opponent in Baltimore. A very very good game. Found a way to win it at the end. So they're coming in here with a big big wave of momentum. Offensively, led by Derek Carr. He's made some big strides heading into year two. He's done a real nice job. Can make all the throws, very accurate. He's good on his feet. They're doing a lot of things with him, to get him on the move. Very accurate throwing on the run. That we have to have a plan to affect him, just like we affected Mariota a week ago. That I think any quarterback, if you let it be Pascal 7-on-7, and that they can sit in the pocket and it's clean and they can make their reads and make their throws, you're going to get diced up pretty good. So that's certainly the case this week with Carr. But it's he's got a much deeper wide receiver room than a year ago. I think Amari Cooper does not look like a rookie. Has already made some big plays for him. The Crabtree signing I think was big for them. That he's already proven that he can make some big plays. Defensively, they challenge you up front. It's Ken Norton's a coordinator. He's brought the Seattle defense to Oakland. They're going to put a lot of guys up tight and dare you to execute in the run game, and they're going to dare you to win on the outside. Charles Woodson, amazing, still at what was he age? I think he's 38, 18th year in the league, still playing at a high level. He's someone that we certainly need to be aware of wherever he is. So special teams. Talking to Tabes, this is likely, one of the best core special teams groups. Big guys that can run. We'll have to. We challenge our guys to win their matchups this week. So, challenges across the board. We're looking forward to it, especially get another opportunity to play in front of the dog pound. Hopefully, we can get them cranked up again. One other note, talking about special teams and Tabes, we all know that Travis was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Big tip of the hat to him, but also to Chris Tabor, Sean Menenga, Stan Watson. Those guys have done an outstanding job with preparing our units. They're always ready to go. I believe this is the sixth time under Chris that a Brown has won the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. I'll open it up.
These were decisions, so you said it's real close. the one that comes to mind is the kicker. You guys said it was real close. Was it real close with McCown versus Manziel, or how would you describe it?
I solicited the opinions of Flip and of Kevin were the main guys that I leaned on, and we were all in agreement. But all felt the same way that Johnny's made a lot of strides, and we have no problems with him playing football for us. But we have a plan for him, and we feel that he's headed the right direction. But ultimately we rolled with Josh.
Like we always ask, if there's a short leash, long leash on these kinds of things, is there any leash at all?
I think with any player, anytime you put a guy on a leash and in the back of his mind, it's, hey, if I make one mistake, I'm out. I don't think that's any way to play. I think in most situations that becomes self-fulfilling. So, he's our starting quarterback, and we'll take the situations as they unfold. But we never talk in terms of leashes.
Do you think, Mike, that this, the other 51 guys on the team were watching closely on this decision, not just as to the starting quarterback is, but, that you're not going to abandon the guy who just fumbled trying to score?
No, I think I get where you're going with it. I mean, is team morale taken into account when we make a decision like this? We factor in all circumstances. It wouldn't be at the top of the list, but to say that we would ignore it completely wouldn't be true either.
Mike, is this a hard decision? Did you guys take a lot of time with it, or was it just kind of a check with me? Okay, we're all still.
Probably a little bit in between. We spent some time with it, but it wasn't lengthy, but it wasn't, hey, 15 seconds. I mean, we spent some time.
Mike, did the history last year with Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel, did that play a role at all in how you decided you wanted to go with the starting quarterback?
History in what way?
And the way that the two were battling last year with Brian got injured and then Johnny came in, and if you stayed with Johnny, you decided to go back to
the I did not factor that in, and Kevin and Flip were not here last year, so it didn't affect their perspective. So, no, we just felt that Josh had been the starter and put in quality reps through training camp, and had led us on a pretty good drive right up until the 18th or 19th play of that drive, and there was just no reason to go ahead and alter our original plan. First of all, I don't know if they all know. We just came off the field from the walkthrough. So that's, like I said before, that's a factor that we would consider. But, these guys are professionals and they all have their own jobs to take care of. So, there might be some differences of opinion. I doubt you're going to have your entire team 100% on board with what you're doing, but. That we're confident that our guys are going to be behind Josh and go out and play hard.
Like knowing that Johnny can function well when he's in there now, would you consider a package of plays for him?
I don't see that right now. That's something maybe we can discuss down the road. But it's comforting to know now that through his preparation. And I think that was true. That showed up in week one, that he went into that week knowing that he was clearly going to be the two, and there was a more than reasonable chance he wasn't going to have to play, and ended up having to play a full three quarters of the game, and I thought handled his business very well from a mental standpoint. So it was obvious to us that he was prepared, and that needs to continue, and he knows that. And when we talked to him this morning, that was part of the conversation, there's no reason to change the approach now, and he should also know that how quickly things can turn, and that the preparation is important because he'll be one play away.
And Mike, along those lines, last week Johnny was talking about how comforting it was for him to be the guy, that everybody said him during the meeting that he was the guy. Do you think that's a big part of the equation for him, is that when he has a week to prepare, he's going to perform better, knowing that he's the starter?
Yeah, but he has to be ready to go both ways. And going back to the Jets situation where he did show that he was prepared. I've been around some backups over my time in the league that it's exactly what you're talking about. When they had the week, they knew where they were the guy, they were fine. But when they had to come in midstream, the preparation was not where it should have been. And it's, you know, valuable lesson learned. And I think all the quarterbacks should look at that and say, hey, I'm one play away and I have to prepare. I'm the starter, and I think Kevin and Flip do a great job of giving those guys a lot of the prep work to make sure. And we don't just test the quarterbacks. I think their test is probably a little bit more extensive than the other position groups. But we test all of our players to make sure that they're dialed in on the game plan, and we've taught everything right, and they have a good understanding of it. So a part of that's on them to make sure they're prepared. But as coaches, it's on us to hold them accountable.
Second year, and knowing our infatuation with quarterback, and also Johnny's huge shadow that he cast, do you think McCown is better able to handle that than Hoyer was?
Yeah, I think it's two very different situations. I know Josh has been around for a long time, and he's been through a lot. Times he's been the starter, then had to very similar. You know, there was just circumstances in Chicago when he was there. But I can only really speak to Josh right now. I think the circumstances were a little different with Brian. But knowing what I know about Josh, I would be surprised if he didn't handle it well.
Mike, you said on Monday that in the natural course of the season, you'll know more about Manziel by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Expound on that. What do you mean?
Well, I think we already saw it with him having to play. What is it, seven quarters now. We went into the season where he was going to be the backup. I just think if you look at the league, that it's rare, and some of it depends on your style of play and how your quarterback is sometimes from a risk-taking standpoint. But I think it's rare that backups don't have to go in and play, and it's already been proven for us this early. We're two games in, so that was all I was talking to was just that at some point he's going to have to play. And then we also can take a lot of his progress if he's not playing, just how he's preparing and how he is on the practice field and just going about his daily business.
If he continues to make strides, ultimately maybe he'll be the guy that everybody hopes he can be. Can he make big enough strides from the bench?
Yeah, and I spoke on this before, that we are tasked with as a staff to put the lineup together that we feel gives us the best chance to win. So we're not going to try to manipulate. It's okay, are we preparing for the future with a guy that we see right now as our backup? That's not the way we do our business. And that's where, what I said before, naturally you would think the circumstances would come up where you could get that evaluation, and it already has, and we've gotten seven quarters worth of football from them, and the results have been encouraging. The carelessness with the ball is well documented, but he knows that, and that's something that room needs to work on. That we'll continue to stress and coach it hard, but just the overall quarterback play, I think he's risen to a much higher level than he was a year ago. Yeah, he'll be fine. He was good this morning with it. He understood, and just given how hard those guys are coached and how much interaction we have with them, I think it would be difficult to kind of slide away and let things slip just because of being upset about not being the guy. So he's competitive. I know all of our guys that aren't starters, they all want to be out there. Or if they weren't competitive that way, they wouldn't be here. So you want to fill your roster with guys that are passionate, competitive, and want to play, and that's only natural.
Mike, you said that Josh McCown gives you the best chance to win over Johnny. Josh has played one series of a game. Johnny has played a full game and won that game. So what is it that Josh does better that gives him?
Goes back to the same reasons why we made Josh our starter, just to hit his experience, his ability, the understanding of our offense, the intricacies of it, having been with Flip before. Just the way he executed it when he was in there. And still, it's like I said, this was a positive thing for us that our second quarterback went in and played well. But there was a reason we started the season with Josh as the one and Johnny as the two. That was our plan, and at this point, we're not seeing a reason to deviate from that.
Is it fair to say that the playbook is going to be a lot more open later in games with McCown along the lines of you kind of can predict because you have a lot of information on McCown how you would operate if you pass on an early down with a 21-0 lead, whereas you really can't predict how a quarterback as young as Manziel is going to react in those situations and tend to go conservative?
No, I mean, we would have gone conservative in the Titans game with Josh as our quarterback. I mean, I do not think that Flip's mentality or my mentality changed at all with Johnny in the game, that we didn't trust him to make a throw, that we would have been more run first, pass second with a 21-point lead with Josh. And I think that's another reason that we're encouraged that I think we realized that, hey, I have just as much faith in Johnny than I do in Josh, so my play calling is not going
to
change.
Mike, I understand you want to stick to the original plan, but is there any part of you torn about sitting the guy with the hot hand?
No, I mean, I think that factors in a little bit, but as I said before, that Josh had built a volume of reps and has the experience and had the job, and we feel good about he'll certainly, we're hopeful he'll have a good week of prep and play well on Sunday.